This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Protesters and supporters of President-elect Donald Trump from around New England are arriving in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration tomorrow. WBUR's Fred Tice reports from Washington.
It's a divided country, and the New Englanders here in Washington are as divided as everyone else on this, the last full day of the Obama administration. You can hear the divisions at the city's train station and at National Airport, where the shuttles from Boston disgorge their passengers. Stephen Mathis and Laura Mason are here from Durham, New Hampshire. They had planned to come to the inauguration before Donald Trump was elected. It was a way for their son to earn a National Park Junior Ranger badge.
We were actually Bernie Sanders supporters, then Clinton supporters. We were very disappointed when Trump won, and then we said we're not going to even go to the inauguration. We were going to give up our flight, give up our hotel. And then we found out about the march, and he still wanted to do the Junior Ranger badge.
They plan to protest on Saturday.
Every day it just gets crazier and crazier, and I don't understand why people aren't more concerned.
Everybody who's been appointed, they're horrible. They're underinformed.
At the city's Grand Roman Revival train terminal, Union Station, steps from where President-elect Trump is to be inaugurated tomorrow, Lou Murray is much more optimistic. A fervent Trump supporter, he's greeting his brother and his family as they come off a train from New York.
You guys have a good trip?
Murray is looking forward to tomorrow.
There's something about a populist. He appeals to Democrats, independents, Republicans, and he brought out people that voted that had never voted in their life. You know, being a guy who's worked in a lot of campaigns, I was excited about the potential for working for a conservative populist who could get America back on track, reduce regulations, reduce taxes, improve access and to opportunity to succeed.
Like many families in America, the Murrays are still somewhat divided. Murray says he has a sister-in-law who is still for Clinton and who will not be attending the inauguration. But everyone else, he says, has gotten on board the Trump train. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Washington.